Proclamation number 4687 of 10th of July, 1949. Subordination of the will under the divine will. Entering into my will inevitably results in union with me. For then the human being will strive for perfection. He will assimilate himself to my fundamental being and now become my image, so that every gulf between me and him will be bridged and he will be able to constantly dwell close to me as a spiritual being full of light. Entering into my will means giving up the former resistance, acknowledging myself as the highest and most perfect being, inserting myself into the divine order and shaping myself into love, because I place love as the first condition in order to unite with my living creations. Furthermore, entering into my will means complete detachment from my adversary, since he tries to transfer completely opposite will onto the human being and the human being has now decided of his own accord to subordinate his will to mine. Thus the adversary has lost the right to rule over the human being and the latter has liberated himself from his fetters. But entering into my will also presupposes knowledge of my will, and again the reason is given that I must convey my word to earth, which imparts knowledge of me and my will to people. Hence it is an act of love and mercy that I do not leave people to their self-chosen fate but present their task in life to them, that I show them the path they have taken, that I thus acquaint them with my will, although I leave it up to them to fulfill or reject it. 11th of the 7th, 1949. And now it is decisive how far the human being still opens himself to the influence of the adversary of me. He has free will himself, thus he is not forced to accept my or my adversary's will, which also tries to make itself heard by the human being through physical impressions and sensations. His means are the pleasures and joys of the world, but my means is an emanation from the spiritual kingdom which, if it is used, also draws the human being's soul into the spiritual kingdom, for following my word is already a subordination of the will to mine and thus an approach to me which ends in complete unity. Subordinating the will therefore means fulfilling my will, my commandments, which I announce to people through my word. But my first commandment is, love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Whoever fulfills this commandment has done everything. He no longer rebels against me but acknowledges me with a loving heart. Not under compulsion. He has eternally returned to me from whom he originated. He moves entirely in my will, which is also his will, and as my child and heir he will be placed in all the rights of a child and thus be able to create and shape in fullness of strength and be eternally blissful. Amen.